chapter 14 to 16. And on the Lord's day of the Lord, after you have assembled, break bread and offer thanks, having first confessed your sins, so that your sacrifice may be pure. But let no one who has a quarrel with his neighbor join you, until he is reconciled, lest your sacrifice be defiled. For it was said by the Lord, in every place and time, let a pure sacrifice be offered to me, because I am the great king. And also, and my name is wonderful among the nations. Therefore, elect for yourselves overseers and ministers worthy of the Lord, mild-tempered men and who are not greedy, and faithful and well-tested. For they also serve you in the ministry of the prophets and teachers. Therefore, do not despise them, for they are the honored men among you, along with the prophets and teachers. And correct one another, not in anger, but in peace, as you have it in the good news. And let no one speak with anyone who has harmed his neighbor, nor let him hear from you until he repents. Offer your prayers and alms, and do all things according to the good news of our Lord. Be vigilant over your life. Do not let your lamps be extinguished, or your loins be ungirded. But be prepared, for you do not know the hour in which our Lord is coming. Assemble frequently, and seek what pertains to your souls. For the whole time of your faith will not profit you, unless you shall be found perfect in the last hour. For in the last days, false prophets and seducers will multiply, and sheep will be turned into wolves, and love will be changed into hate. For as lawlessness grows, men will hate one another, and persecute one another, and betray one another. And then, the one who leads the whole world astray will appear, as though he were the Son of God, and will work signs and wonders. And the world will be delivered into his hands, and he will do horrible things which have not been done since the beginning of the world. Then all created men shall pass through the fire of judgment, and many will fall away and perish. But those who persevere in their faith will be saved by the curse itself. And then, signs of the truth will appear. First, the sign spreading out in the heaven. Second, the signal of the trumpet call. And third, the resurrection of the dead. Not the resurrection of all men, but, as it was said, the Lord will come and all the holy ones with him. Then the world shall see the Lord coming on the clouds of heaven.